And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. The legal definition of a single-family home is a residence housing one family or household, or one that is designed for one family only. Betsy and I have lived in one of these for 38 years in a nice Chapel Hill neighborhood that's filled with single-family homes, but Chapel Hill town leaders apparently define single-family in a different way. For several years, a single-family home across the street from us has been occupied by various groups of students. Are they all members of the same family? Well, no. This student population changes with the passing semesters. One year there was a drummer who practiced a lot. Another group preferred loud parties. A few had so many cars among them, they struggled to fit them all in the yard. The current occupants like to stage yard sales so much they put on one almost every Saturday, filling our street with cruising drivers searching for places to park. Don't you wonder how much stuff students actually own that others will want to buy? Two doors away, a so-called single-family dwelling has also served for many years as a dormitory. Around the corner, for rent signs are appearing, signaling the prospect of even more student dorms in our neighborhood posing as single-family homes. Please, let's get one thing straight. I love, respect, and admire students. I was one myself, and I remember those days very well. For more than 20 years, I taught wonderful students at our university, and I loved them all. Students deserve a place to live convenient to campus, and Chapel Hill and Carrboro offer plenty of good options. But living together in a home designed for one family in a neighborhood of single-family homes should not be one of those options. And Chapel Hill town leaders need to wake up and respect the lives of its many families who thought they were living in a quiet neighborhood of single-family homes. That's a reasonable expectation. Don't take that away. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.